Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the nation of inflation. And it's only going to get worse. And we're going to take a deep dive into exactly why it's going to get worse on today's show. We're also going to talk a little bit about how the Democratic policies reveal them to be a party that is systemically racist. But first, let's talk about this infrastructure bill, because it's going to tie in a little bit to our nation of inflation theme. Now, this is a bipartisanly passed bill. So I want to tell you that the 19 sycophantic, ridiculous rhinos who signed on to this disaster that is going to financially cripple this country need to be removed from the party. They have stumbled all over themselves. They have proven themselves to be moronic. They got played like a fiddle by the Democratic Party. Nancy Pelosi herself said, I will not attempt to pass another bill, because another one's coming that's about $3 trillion. I will not attempt to pass that bill until this one is passed. It's 2,700 pages. And here, we're going to give it to you 6 days before a vote. 2,700 pages. But don't worry, it's infrastructure. Much like, of course, COVID relief bill was just about COVID relief, right? What was it, 3 or 4% went to you for COVID relief? The rest went to everything else in the world? Well, this, if you stretch it, I say 6%. I've gone over what's in this bill. I say 6% approximately is going toward infrastructure. Now, there are some people who say, well, if you want to stretch it a little bit and say digital communications, all right, well, if you stretch it to its nth degree, top, it's 20%. That means 80% of this bill has zero to do with infrastructure, because once again, the Democrats have done what they do so well, and that is they have redefined the word. They do this constantly, and they're allowed to do it constantly. So now infrastructure suddenly includes things that have nothing at all to do with infrastructure. Nothing at all. We have immigration programs, DACA. We have ridiculous gender identification mandates. We have all sorts of things in this bill that have nothing at all to do with infrastructure. We also have a very, very sneaky clause in here that says once this is passed, it gives us the right to start a pilot program. A pilot program, for the benefit of people who don't know, is basically a test program. A pilot program to charge citizens a per-mile tax on how much they drive. That's in this bill. It passed. So if the pilot program is successful, and if the Democrats are still in office, it will be successful. You're going to start paying per mile like you're driving on a taxi cab. It also gives the automobile industry the rights to put identification based on eyes, breathalyzer, all kinds of things in your car to monitor where you go, when you go, who you're with when you go. Basically, it's open season on spying on you. Government is now your master. You just don't get it, folks. And neither do these 19 stupid Republicans who stumble all over themselves saying, we want to be bipartisan. Did Nancy Pelosi want to be when she excluded everyone from all of her other bills and said, we don't need the Republicans? Now, listen, you guys are in dreamland. You're adding $1 trillion during one of the worst times in our economy. Oh, it's paid for, though. That's what they're going to tell you. It's already paid for. Because we project that we'll make this much money here and this much money. You have no idea how much money you're going to make. You're just guessing. It's not paid for. Hundreds of billions of dollars of it is not paid for. Guess who's going to pay for it? Because once again, this $1 trillion deal, every dime of it is your money. The government has zero money. How do they get money? They get money by taxing you. Oh, and by the way, this bill raises taxes to the point where businesses are literally just going to say, I cannot survive. So here's what we're going to see. All of these people saying, we're going to see shovel-ready jobs. Remember when Obama said that? Where were them shovel-ready jobs? Did they ever transpire? No, they did not. No, they did not. Oh, but don't worry. These are going to be good $40, $50 an hour jobs. Yeah. And in the meantime, all of these factories and big, giant corporations are going to start laying people off because they're going to say, we can't do business in this country anymore. Do you understand that passing this bill now allows our government to tax businesses more than China? And China is a communist country whose country owns the businesses. So what do you think that's going to do to business? You think they're just going to eat it? You think they're just going to say, well, I guess, 40% of our money is just going to go to Big Brother so they can spend on whatever they want to spend? No. They're going to move. They're going to go overseas once again, and they can take their jobs with them. And as the dollar becomes more and more and more devalued, and it's already very devalued, you're going to see prices rise. We're seeing it already. 5.4% inflation. And the Democrats are applauding it, saying, we thought it was going to be a lot worse. Reports came in, it's only at 5.4. It's stagnant. Our inflation is stagnant. Your inflation is stagnant. Have you went to a grocery store lately? Have you pumped any gas lately? As God as my witness, I went to a fast food restaurant, which I will not name because I don't want to embarrass them. I went to a fast food restaurant and got just an average sandwich. I got a large drink because it was very hot here in New York. I got a side of fries, and I got an apple pie. $3. You know what it should have been? You know what it was not long ago? Not 12, 14. $20. I saved the receipt. A large soda is $3.75. You're telling me that they're going to survive this way? Pretty soon families are going to say, I could eat $20 worth of food. How about if I had a wife and two kids? And my trip to this fast food restaurant's now damn near $100, right? No. Uh-uh. You know what we've discovered here, folks? Wages have went up about 3.8%. Inflation is 5.4. Can you do the math? So now are you better off with the money you used to be making and the inflation rate at zero? Or are you better off getting 4% more and being charged an additional 1.5 or 1.6% everywhere you go? See, this is the old game that the Democrats play. We're raising your wages. You poor people who used to get only $13.50, you're getting $15 now. Never mind that gas is $1.50 higher. Never mind that if you want a burger at a fast food place, it's a dollar more. Never mind that the price of groceries and heating oil and everything else in the world is going up. Have you tried to buy lumber? How many people do you think you're going to build in this economy? People don't get it. And now you're going to add $1 trillion in debt, and on top of that, coming right down the mountain after this is 3-point-something trillion. For more spending, and here's a big news flash on that. They don't need any of the Republicans to vote for it. They'll get it through. So if you see Chuck Schumer smiling and Bernie Sanders smiling, you should be, because you have now entered a socialist country. All of their socialist wish lists were in this bill. Green energy, Green New Deal, more regulations and restrictions on car manufacturers. Hell, you know what's in this bill that people won't tell you about? Building bridges in Canada. How come we're worried about Canada? How about we worry about the United States of America? Oh, but everybody's pet projects and places they're getting kickbacks on has to be in this bill. By the way, not that I'm an expert on it by any stretch, but the cryptocurrency market will crash because it's going to go under such regulations now that only the big dealers are going to be able to make any money at all in the cryptocurrency market. So what's going to end up happening there is China's going to benefit, other countries are going to benefit because they're not going to regulate it like that. So they're going to be the first ones. I've received word from some of my sources that come September, the price of meat is going to jump. It's already sky high. I'm already paying $14 for a small package of chicken breast that I paid $8.50 for when Trump was president. So please. You been to the stores lately and see shortages? How come my favorite cereal's not here? How come this isn't here? How come the shelves look a little bare at my Walmart? Well, I'll tell you why. Because the cost of getting it there is so high, and the cost of manufacturing is becoming high, we're in trouble, folks. You see, what this bill basically does is say, we want you at our mercy. The government will now be your master. You will be at our mercy. 40-50% of this is really guaranteed welfare. That's all it really is. We'll pay you for various things, because we're your parents. We'll dish out the money as we see fit, because we're your overlords. We'll make the rules, and 19 stupid Republicans voted for it. Let me tell you something, folks. The fix was in here. The fix was in. Some of these Republicans, some of these rhinos, understand very clearly that what we had during the Trump administration, while it may not have been perfect, was as close to actual freedom as this country's had in a long time. And it was like breathing fresh air, and people were starting to get used to it and saying, this is the way I always want it to be. And they said, we have to kill it before the movement grows. Make everyone who enjoyed that fresh air an insurrectionist. There's a man literally claiming 40,000 people are insurrectionists, 40,000 people. And when he was asked, what are you talking about? 40,000 people did not storm the Capitol. He said, it doesn't matter. If you were there, you're part of it. You're an insurrectionist. What does that mean? So let's hold him to the same standards then. All the people who were rioting and protesting were as violent as the people who burned down the buildings. How about that? Oh, no, you were there. Isn't that the same standard, dummy? Here's what I love about this. I don't care who it is. I have respect for some Republicans, and I know some of these Republicans, they talk a good game. And I know some of these Republicans take people to task. But when they're face-to-face with the person, they wither like a dried-up flower. Oh, I think you're wrong. I think where you're making your mistake. No, there's no mistake. Come debate me, asshole. You're a liar. And I'll tell you right to your face, you are a liar. You will put 40,000 people on a list of insurrectionists, but you won't put 100,000 people on a list of angry mob rioters, right? That's because you're a liar, and you're a fraud, and you're a communist. And what you are looking for is to control your political enemies by vilifying them and making them criminals. That's what you're doing. If you think that people aren't smart enough to see through it, you are wrong. All the Republicans see through it. So why did 19 Republicans agree to this? They're just dumb. I mean, I call them dummies, but they're not dumb. They're not dumb. There's something in it for them. Now, before you get your panties in a bunch and say, but Marcus, we need new roads and bridges and tunnels, and yes, we do. Then how come, ask yourself a very simple question, how come the Democrats rejected Rand Paul's penny project that basically would have targeted nothing but roads and bridges and tunnels and infrastructure and was 100% paid for? And would have cost not one extra dime in taxes to any American or company. During the Trump administration, he put that on the table, and the Democrats all said no. Ask yourself why. Because it wasn't loaded with other garbage. That's why. What the Democrats do now is they say, let me give you an example. Let me give you an extreme example. I'll give you an exaggerated example so anyone listening can understand. I am putting before you Marcus Kane's child abuse bill. I want to give money, shelters for battered women and children. I want to give more money to federal enforcement of child abuse laws. I want to give more money to the Bureau of Child Welfare. I want to give more outreach for teachers who can report what they think is suspected abuse. I want to have stricter sentences for child molesters as well as people who beat or abuse children. Sounds great, right? Marcus Kane's child abuse bill. I need $1 trillion. I'm going to give about $2 billion to what I said. Then I'm going to give some for outreach that abortion will be made 100% illegal, because that's child abuse. CRT will never, ever, ever be taught in schools, because that's child abuse. Children should never, ever, ever wear masks in school, because that's child abuse. I also want more research onto schools that teach communism and socialism in their schools and have them totally defunded. I want stricter laws for people who riot in the name of social justice. I want censorship made totally 100% illegal. Oh, I want a lot of things. And if you don't agree to that, you want children to be hurt and abused. Oh, that's the only thing I can garner from it. What does the bill call itself? Marcus Kane's child abuse bill. So if you vote against this, you're pro-child abuse. That's what the Democrats do all the time. Oh, the Republicans don't want to give you anything during COVID when you're in lockdown. Not true. Donald Trump said give them more. He said actually give them more, but just make the bill about nothing but giving people the money that they need to survive during the shutdown. You know what the Democrats said? No. We need all this extra stuff in there, all of it. Why can't they just build the roads and the tunnels and the bridges, give money if you need to better broadband? Why can't they do all of that stuff and take out the gender stuff and the DACA stuff and the car manufacturing stuff and the monitoring of the American people stuff? Why can't they do that? They can. The answer is they can. They don't want to. See, by doing this, they force your hand. I could do that very easily. I could knock on someone's door and say, I'm collecting for, whatever, good cause, child cancer research. Give me $10. 40 cents of it's going to child cancer research. The other 960 is going in my pocket for the Marcus Kane Wants to Go to Ireland Fund. But I'm not calling it that. I'm calling it the cancer research for children. So if you don't give me money, you want children to die of cancer. See, that's the game that the Democrats play. And quite honestly, I'm tired of it. And now the Republicans are falling for it. Oh, we think this will create jobs. Yeah, well, it better. Because the amount you're going to lose isn't going to make, they're not going to make up for it. If you honestly think that businesses are going to pay 40% tax, you forget it. They're leaving this country. Communist China is charging less. And guess who gets to pay for this? You do. So when your gas goes skyrocketing, and I want to get to this in a moment, because Joe Biden has done the most hilarious thing I've ever seen a president do in my life, and that's saying something. Because I lived with Obama for how many years? 8 years. He says, I'm demanding that OPEC increase their manufacturing of oil because gas is just too expensive. And you actually have Americans in this country so stupid that they say the president doesn't control the gas prices. He can't help it if gas goes to $6 a gallon. Idiot. Let me educate you. We were the number one manufacturer and exporter of oil in the world under Donald Trump. We did not need to buy it from the Middle East. Guess what happened? Their oil set in barrels, wasting away. There was a point in time where it had negative value. They were paying us to take it because they'd pumped it and no one wanted it. Their economy was being destroyed. Now, that's not good for the world in general, but I'm just giving you an example. You know why we didn't need it? Because we had our own. So what does that do to gas prices, Einstein? When the Middle East cannot charge a certain amount for a barrel of oil, because we got our own and we really don't need it, we'll buy it from you, but only if it's reasonable. What does that do to the prices? I'll tell you what it does. It plummets them. The minute Joe Biden got into office, he said no drilling on federal land and we're closing down pipelines and X, Y, and Z. And the next thing you know, the Middle East said, oh boy, field day for us again. We can charge whatever we want. We can cut production and make sure these barrels of oil are going for big, 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 big money. And now he has to get on television and whine, could you please, please, pretty please, increase your production for us, weak, need Americans who need your oil so badly. We're suffering. Yeah, you caused the suffering. You senile old idiot, you caused the suffering. And you're too stupid to realize it. Oh, pipelines are bad, though. That's why you let Vladimir Putin have his, right? This is the thing that cracks me up. We're putting of all our regulations on, oh, Green New Deal. The United States is going to lead the way. We're going to put all these restrictions. China's not. Egypt's not. We share one atmosphere in this world. It's not going to mean anything. They're not going to follow our lead. You think they're going to follow our lead? You think communist China, who's putting Uyghurs in death camps, is going to follow our lead? Then you're a moron. I'm sorry. They're going to follow our lead. And if we became totally green in the United States of America, it would do absolutely nothing unless all of these other countries did it. Not going to do it. So be prepared. I don't know where you're listening to me from. I'm in New York, and my gasoline is around 3 1/4. When Trump was in office, it was around 2 1/4. A dollar more. I'm hearing $6 plus in California. And it's going to get worse. Now, maybe OPEC will increase their production just to let Joe Biden off the hook, because they know if we get a Republican in again, we're going to go right back to manufacturing our own energy. And we're not going to need them anymore. So maybe they'll say, well, we can't let Joe Biden look bad in the eyes of the American people, or they might just vote him out in a few years, and we'll be right back to our oil barrel sitting in the middle of the fields with no value. Don't you understand? If there's only one store in town and you can't leave town, that store can basically charge anything they want, correct? And then idiots will say, well, that store, we can't help it. The governor doesn't set the prices. No, moron. But since we can't leave and we're at the mercy of that store, what do you think they're going to do with their prices? Now, if that same person, that same governor of that state said, you can leave, There's a store right down the street selling it for a third of that. Guess what that store is going to have to do? Or they're going to go out of business. That's how you drive prices down. Everything went up slightly. Some things only went up a dime or a quarter. You saw wood skyrocket. So nobody's building. So guess what's happening to all these people who, well, that's what I do for a living. I do construction. Good luck. People aren't going to pay $35 for a 2x4. I mean, come on. Wake up, folks. They're doing it on purpose. They understand very clearly what they're doing. They're putting the American people under their thumb and saying, we own you. You're right. Oil is too high. Let's go to electric cars. You're right. The price of building a house is far too high. Let the government build it, and they'll give it to you or rent it to you. You don't own it, though. You're right. Cars are dangerous, so we're going to regulate them so we can tell you exactly where you're going, how often you go. We own your car. You just ride it. And we'll keep an eye on you, and we're going to make sure we know where you go. It's kind of like social media, isn't it? You know, if you go onto a social media site and you just happen to say, man, I had Dunkin' Donuts last night, and it was a pretty damn good donut, they're going to get about 14 Dunkin' Donuts ads. But they know. They know. Well, pretty soon they're going to know where you go. They already know where you go because they track you on your cell phones. But pretty soon they're going to know how long you're in the store, parked his car outside of a liquor store at such and such an hour and was in there for 40 minutes, then dropped by this place for 25 minutes. They're going to be able to monitor everything you do. You're not free anymore. And the Republicans helped you to not be free anymore. I want you to remember that. Now let's talk a little bit about the Democrats being systemically racist. You know, they cry the country is systemically racist. You're racist and you don't even realize it. Well, I think you're racist. Maybe you don't realize it, maybe you do. But I know this. Back when people were saying there should be separate schools for blacks and whites, I don't want a black person in the same room as the white people. That was racism. That is the very definition of racism. Now the Democratic Party, giving a different approach to their racism. Instead of saying we don't want blacks and whites mingling in our schools, they're saying, you know, you poor black people are so oppressed, and it's the white person's fault. What we really think you should do to teach them a lesson, and so you're safer, is you should have your own buildings where only your kind go. That's what you should do. But it's a reward. It's not a punishment. It's a reward, see? We think so much of you, we're giving you your own spaces. It's still segregation. And a good amount of African Americans are like, this sounds great. Really? I thought that's what you fought against. Apparently not. Now, from Oregon comes an edict saying we will no longer require high school students to be able to read, write, or do arithmetic to graduate. Yes, you heard me right. I didn't make that up. Go look it up. So you could technically graduate high school and not be able to read, not be able to write, and not be able to do math. How about that? And when they were asked, why did you do this? This doesn't make any sense. You know what they said? This is to help out the African-American people of color, the Latinos, the Samoans. They named every race they could possibly think of except Caucasian people. That's to help them out. Oh, so what you're really saying is you are stupid. We can't teach you math. We can't teach you to read and write. You're just too stupid. So why should you, a poor, stupid minority, have to suffer for your own stupidity that you were just inbred with, born with. It's not your fault you're stupid. You were just born the wrong color. So we'll give you a pat on the ass and a pass on actually having to learn. And you can say you're as good as everybody else. That's not racism. What is that then? I'm Irish. If they said, well, you're an Irish person. So here's the deal. You don't really have to read or write to graduate because you've been oppressed in this country. Oh, and we were. You want me to post some signs that said no Irish nor black need apply? Got a newsflash for you, too. You know, the first people who were ever referred to as quote-unquote monkeys, as a slang word or a racist word, wasn't the blacks. It was the Irish. We were the monkeys. So your Irish bet you to learn. You're just a poor Irish guy. You can't do math. Why should you suffer with no diploma? So while the other people, they have to, you're too stupid. And it's not our fault or your fault you were born Irish. So here's a diploma anyway. Here's your participation trophy. You did the best you could for an Irishman. That's not racism. Folks, the Democratic Party is the most racist institution on the face of the earth, and they have convinced the minorities they are actually oppressing that they're helping them. Oh, the safe spaces with segregation, that's for your benefit. Oh, the you don't have to learn, that's for your benefit. If you're a minority, you should resist this so hard, and you should feel so absolutely insulted by this. It's pathetic. So that was the party of racists. Did you ever hear Donald Trump say, you know, blacks can't learn in the same way whites can, so we gotta ease up. The white people, they gotta be able to learn to read and write and do math to graduate. Black people, we're gonna stop that. They don't have to, because they can't. Did he say that? Did he ever say that? Maybe it wasn't such a slip of the tongue when Joe Biden said, poor kids are just as smart as white kids. What do you mean by that, Joe? No poor white kids, no rich African Americans? If you're a minority and you're listening to this show, the Democratic Party is not your friend. They've just convinced you that their form of racism is actually a good thing. It's a reward. You can't hope to succeed in the world. You need government to help you. Because you're just a poor minority. You're not as good as us. That's what they're telling you. I can't believe you'd fall for this. I can't believe you'd want this. Do you honestly think, in your wildest dreams, that if someone said to me, you know, there were signs in this country that said no Irish need apply. We did call you guys all kinds of names. By the way, they still do. Do you understand that the old expression paddy wagon, to describe a police van or a police wagon, a paddy is an Irishman. Paddy wagon means that's usually who's inside the police van. It's racist. I don't care. I don't care. You think if they offered me extra points on a test, if you think they offer me you don't have to do as good in school to get a diploma, you think if they offered me reparations, I'd take it? I'd say me taking this means I agree with you that I am less than you. And I don't agree that I'm less than you, so I'm not taking it. I'll make myself or I won't. But I don't need your heads up. Pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. I'm sick of it. And we have raised an entire new student generation of people who think this is the right way because they've indoctrinated your children. They've taught your children while you were busy asleep at the wheel. They have taught your children this is right. I just watched a teacher crying as she's resigning during a school board meeting, saying her dream was to be a teacher her whole life to educate children, but she will not teach them this racist mantra of CRT, and she'll just find herself a new way to make a living before she indoctrinates children with poison. That's a real American. That's someone who's not afraid to say, I'll take a personal loss before I bow down to your socialist nonsense. So I want all the Republicans listening to this show to understand that you need to go and find, well, you know the usual suspects, Mitt Romney and others who voted for this ridiculous infrastructure plan. But so did Lindsey Graham, who's a snake in the grass. And so did Chuck Grassley, who I don't know if Chuck Grassley is in any better state of mind than Joe Biden. I doubt it. I've listened to Chuck Grassley. And Chuck Grassley sounds exactly like this. Now, when the time when we did the thing with the bill and Chuck, it's over. You're 175 years old. Forget it. You can't even read off a piece of paper. So I don't want people telling me, well, you pick on Joe Biden, you don't pick on anybody else. Yes, I do. Chuck Grassley is probably suffering from the same dementia Joe Biden is. I don't know if you saw Joe Biden clearly walk by the path to the White House when his own Secret Service agents were pointing it. Sir, you turn here. Sir, you turn here. Huh? Just wanders into the lawn. Where am I? Him and Chuck Grassley. You know what they'll be like? Statler and Waldorf from The Muppet Show, sitting up in the goddamn balcony somewhere saying, did somebody say pass a bill? It's absolutely ridiculous. Folks, it's coming. This inflation is going to get worse. It is not stagnant right now. The Democrats will tell you it's stagnant. It's going to go down. It's going to start going down. Maybe it'll go down for a little while, but as soon as we realize the amount of taxes that's going to be paid to pay for this infrastructure bill, and the businesses realize we can't manufacture things at the same prices anymore, we can't do this, we're going to be put right back in the same situation. Let's say you make air conditioners. And you say, well, I mean, we're only making like $25 an air conditioner, selling them at $125. Now here comes these taxes. And if we still want to make that same $25 per air conditioner, we're going to have to charge $175. Meanwhile, China, who pays people 4 cents an hour and doesn't have to pay anything to import it into this country, is making air conditioners for about, I don't know, $25, coming up here and charging $99 and taking away all of the American manufacturing because they can charge way, 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 way less and make way, way, way more money. Here's our American manufacturer struggling to make $25 on an air conditioner and when they charge $175. In China, they ship it up here for $99 and they make $80. Who's doing better? See how that works? So when you do these things, you're just driving businesses out. But that's what you want to do. See, that's the secret agenda of the Democratic Party. They want you all working for government. We have government jobs for you, infrastructure jobs that the government will hand to you. How dare you have a business? How dare you manufacture your own goods? How dare you succeed without us? That's not the way it works here. We're the overlords. That's what they want. And that's what they got now. The other bill that's coming through, the $3 trillion, that's going to pass. They don't need any Republican support to pass that, and it will pass. So now you have spent $4-point-something trillion in probably a month. Trillion dollars. Where's that money going to come from? I'll tell you where. Raising taxes. But don't worry, it's only going to be a tax on the very rich. You know, like your boss at the factory. And your boss at the factory says, how much are my taxes? Sorry, dude, you're fired. I can't afford to keep you anymore. That's the way life works. See, the Democrats live in this bubble where they say, if I charge the evil capitalist monsters more taxes, after all, they can pay it, they won't pass it on to the consumer. They won't take it out on their employees. No, no, these horrible, evil, terrible capitalists will just say, oh, well, I guess I'm only making $5 on that air conditioner. Wrong. Wrong. But you want to drive them out of business. You don't want private business in this country. You don't want it. Everybody at the mercy of Amazon and the big corporations like Walmart and all of these, that's what you want. You don't want private business getting in the way of big industry. You just don't want it. So congratulations, because you're about to get it. And the Republicans help. Now, there's a lot of people saying, well, even if the Republicans didn't vote for it, it still would have gotten through, maybe. But then our names aren't on it, right? So then when inflation goes sky high, when gas is $7 a gallon, when you can't afford meat, when you can't afford a piece of lumber, when you can't afford to take your family to a movie or get shoes on little Johnny's feet for school, then we could have said, you know who did that? The Democrats did that. And we warned you. Now the Democrats are going to say, well, I don't know. The Republicans thought it was a good idea, too. Don't take it out on us. Republicans got played like a fiddle. And we have two options here. We can either say they're not that bright, which is an easy solution, or we can say there's something in it for them. There's something in it for them, and it's not the best interest of the American people or privately owned business. And I fear that the second is the truth. I've long held a belief that the Republican Party and the Democratic Party are very similar to professional wrestling when you have the good guys and the bad guys locker room, which means they may come out one from the left and one from the right, but if you went through either one of those doors, the dressing room is the same dressing room. And then they pretend not to like each other. And then they get back in that dressing room and they're like, what's good for us? How are we going to make money? Donald Trump came along and he turned that apple cart over. And you saw some people jump ship right away. All of those Republicans who said, we got a big future in the Republican Party that left. I'm not going to mention their names, but you think about it. You'll find a few people that got out real quick as soon as Donald Trump became president. Why do you think that was? Because they knew he wasn't going to put up with that. And Donald Trump spurred a whole new wing of the Republican Party, younger, who said, yeah, this is the way to run the country. This is the way we should be doing it. And the old school Democrats are saying, oh, wait a minute. We like the old system where we all shared the same dressing room and laughed at the American people for thinking we were really opposed to everything. We liked it when we could sit over a $150 steak and say, I'll give you this if you give me that. And we'll go on the talk shows and yell at each other, but then we'll go out and have a steak. That's the way it worked. Trump exposed that. That's why he had to go. He had to go. He exposed the good old boy network and he had to go. But even if he did, he also spawned a lot of people who had a set who said, no, we're not going to leave this alone. This is the way the country needs to go. If I could give you any advice, it would be if you have the ability financially, I would stock up on some food and things in the coming month or two, as soon as I possibly could, enough for 90 days or so, because I'm going to guarantee you, you're going to start to see shortages or rises in prices like you cannot believe. Like you cannot believe. Now, as far as some of the rest of this stuff, what do you have to say about a bill that says infrastructure bill that includes gender identification mandates? Can someone please explain to me what gender identification mandates have to do with infrastructure? Nothing. More welfare for family leave. It's going to hurt businesses. How much do we have? What? We got to give people all kinds of leave, and we got to pay for their health care. We got to pay them more money. But don't you dare raise your prices. Because then that's bad. You're a bad man. You raised your price. Absolutely ridiculous. I want to get on to another subject, too, because this bothers me very much. Apparently, Rand Paul was banned from Twitter for citing an actual medical study. That's right. He was citing an actual medical study, and guess who paid for that medical study? The CDC. So now, if you cite the CDC, but you don't like, they don't like what you cited, you can still be banned. Well, the CDC says you have to close this, and you have to do that, that you can say. But if the CDC holds a scientific and the results does not fit your narrative, don't you dare write about it. Now, what Rand Paul said makes 100% sense, and it's backed by scientific evaluation. And that is, apparently in Vietnam, they took a lot of people, like 1,600 workers in the healthcare field, with masks, and those without, who worked around COVID patients. And guess what they found out? The people who wore cloth masks or surgical masks were 13% more likely to catch COVID. You heard that right. More likely. I think surgical masks were a little less. It was like 2 or 3%. Cloth masks, 13% more likely. How about that? So all you people who went to the dollar store and bought a mask with a smiley face on it and thought you were saving people's lives, you're putting your own at risk. You were 13% more likely to catch the disease. And here's what they found. The disease is much more likely to stick to your mask. Thus, when you take it off, adjust it, put it somewhere, and then touch it again, and then rub your eyes or your face or whatever, you contracted the virus. They're saying N95 masks, that's the safest way. That's what Germany's doing. They're mandating N95 masks, which is really great, except you can't breathe at all. So good luck to you if you have to work 8 hours at your job. Opposed to that, these masks don't work, which is something that many virologists have said since March of 2020. Now, they're saying surgical masks in pre-sterilized conditions blocked about 40%, meaning 60% got through of the COVID particles. Cloth masks, nothing, 0% blocked. I think maybe it was 1% or something blocked. Everything else, no. So now what? All you people who called me an idiot and said, you're a science denier. No, I was listening to the science. While you were busy listening to Dr. Fauci, who clearly is full of shit. And if you don't believe me about that, let's just talk about that for a minute. Here's Dr. Fauci saying, if you're in Sturgis outside on a bike and you're not wearing a suit of armor and a mask, you are a super spreader. Meanwhile, in Chicago, they had the Lollapalooza concert, and he said nothing. Hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands of people there. None of them had any masks. They were shoulder to shoulder. It's like Woodstock. Oh, but that was a democratically run city. Meanwhile, Barack Obama has a party. 500 people, no masks. Let's just talk about Mr. Obama for a minute because it's very interesting. Here's a man who says climate change is a very real and very prevalent thing, and in a couple of years, the oceans are going to run, this is going to happen, and everybody's houses are going to be ruined, and then you go buy a house right on the water. So, by Martha's Vineyard. So, explain to me, you really think that's the case, huh? If I thought an earthquake was going to come and destroy anybody near the edge of whatever, you think I'd buy a house on the edge of it? How come you bought a house right near the water? Because you don't believe it. Everybody has to stop using carbon emissions, except all of your guests flew in on private jets. They didn't have to stop. No one was tested. No one was asked to show a vaccine card. And there everybody is dancing the night away. And when a DJ posts pictures of all this, he's told, take those pictures down immediately. Why? Because they expose your hypocrisy. That's why. Oh, there's Rashida Tlaib dancing the night away. An hour after telling people, you must always wear masks indoors, outdoors, wherever. There she is. She don't have a mask on. Why? Let's say I'm on the inside track, like these politicians are, and I know how serious this disease is. I'd be the one most likely to be wearing a mask, right? I'd be the one saying, I don't understand these people who won't. I'm wearing a mask everywhere because I know. I guess they don't know the information that I know. I'm trying to get it out to them, but they're not listening. No, they're the ones not wearing the masks. So what is it that they're telling you? They're the ones with all the information. They're the ones who have their finger on all of the CDC findings, all of the latest medical information. They're the ones who gets updated every single day by experts. You don't. And they're not wearing the mask. And they're not social distancing. And they're not really worried about climate change. So now you tell me. You tell me if you think these people believe what they're spouting to you. It's only you they want to make do these things. Now, if you want to wear a mask, go ahead. But I urge you to take a look at the Vietnamese study. Because I don't want you 13% more likely to catch this disease. You know, it is very interesting because I know personally four people who caught COVID, and every single one of them wore masks everywhere they went. Everywhere. Interesting, huh? Very interesting. And now we have new reports about vaccines, and I'm not saying this is true. I'm saying science is ever-changing. So what ends up happening is one report comes out and you say, well, that sounds right, and then another report comes out and says, no, it's got to modify that. But the current report is that it's extremely possible that taking the vaccine morphs the virus, if it tries to infect you, morphs the virus into a different variation to which you can then pass on to someone unvaccinated. In other words, the vaccine actually creates a variant. So if you're vaccinated, you may be more likely a spreader than someone who isn't. How about that? They're still researching it, but they're saying this is very, very possible. It's looking very likely. Folks, what has happened to our world since March 2020? Let's just run through it quickly, shall we? We have an election that people are saying was fraudulent, and there's some very damn good evidence. You don't believe there's any evidence? You want to laugh and scoff at it? Well, I got news for you. Then you're a moron and a simpleton, and you're an ostrich who buries your head in the sand and says, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Because when I listen to experts who say, if Joe Biden jumped this percentage of Democratic support in states like Pennsylvania and Arizona, how come in traditional Democratic states he didn't jump? In other words, if Democrats normally get a certain percentage of votes in California, which is very high, Joe Biden didn't get any more than that certain percentage. And that's a stronghold of the Democratic Party. If Joe Biden in New York, which is a Democratic state, only got like 1% more votes than normal, how come he got 50% more votes in Arizona, which isn't a Democratic stronghold? How come he got 48% more votes in Pennsylvania, which isn't a Democratic stronghold? How come he got 44% more in Georgia, which is a Republican stronghold? You think that makes sense? If it had been all over the place that, oh, he got much more support everywhere, especially in the Democratic states, you'd say, well, okay, that makes sense. In all the Democratic states, he got no more support or very little more support. And in these key swing states, all of a sudden, even the states that Trump won, you see abnormally high rate percentage leaps on how much more he got. That doesn't make sense. So we got an election that we don't even know if it was real or not. We have somebody who said we got 14 days to slow the spread, and it's going to be going on 2 years. We now have people telling you in school you have to wear masks, and children, even little small children, have to wear masks. Even indoors, you have to wear a mask. You have to shut your businesses down. Children are now allowed to take hormones to change their sex with only the government's permission. Parents don't have to agree to this. You're just the parent. We own you. You don't seem to get it. You're our pets. You don't ask the female cat if she wants to be spayed, right? You own her. They ask the male dog if he wants to be neutered. You just say, you're being neutered. That's what they're telling you about the vaccines, too. You're owned. And the Republican Party helped. Welcome to the nation of inflation, folks. It's about to get worse. Tighten your purse strings. Tighten your belt. Stock up as best you can, and hope it doesn't last.
Marcus Cain. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.